Treaty Talk, the Experts Edition. With Stephen Mills, citizen of Buntut-Gwich'in First Nation Yukon and Deputy Minister, Government of Yukon.
My name is Stephen Mills, and I live in Whitehorse, Yukon. I'm a member of the Buntut-Gwich'in First Nation from Old Crow, and I currently am the Deputy Minister of the Executive Council Office with the Yukon Government. Previously, I was in the role of Deputy Minister of Energy, Mines and Resources, and prior to that, Assistant Deputy with Aboriginal Relations. I've come from a mixed family. My mother's from Old Crow. My dad's from Southern Ontario.
What do modern treaties mean to you?
Modern treaties mean, what they mean to me is a real path forward. And it's, you know, the buzzword around reconciliation that's been used. It's a real thing. And modern treaties are a foundation to allow First Nations to be equal partners in reconciliation. The concepts of self-government being incorporated into these treaties was fundamental, was key. And it also, modern treaties mean to me is that it's a partnership.
What is the territorial government's role in modern treaties?
The territorial government plays a really important role in implementation of these treaties. First, they're a negotiator to them, so one of the three parties that signed them. They also have significant responsibilities for management of land and resources and delivery of many of the social programs that Yukoners, including First Nations, rely on. So the Yukon government, how it approaches implementation of these treaties and the development of its mandates will make or break many of these negotiations. To me, that's what Yukon government's key role is to be a true partner in these discussions and also to ensure that they develop a common vision with the First Nations in what they want to see a particular community to look like and what kind of outcomes they want to see in those communities.
How important is mentorship to youth?
I think mentorship is an effective tool and can be used in many ways. So for youth, I think it's finding mentors, both whether it's in your community or in other communities or online or whatever. In developing those relationships, going out and asking somebody, look, can I talk to you about something? It's really strange. Not a lot of people come up and say, can you be a mentor? But when somebody is up going like, you know, can I ask you something? And then you start to talk to them. That engagement itself, it took a lot of, it was a risk for the person to come up and ask that, but a real truly engaged conversation and sharing. And all of a sudden that becomes a daily conversation with the same people.
What else do you want youth to know?
There's so much opportunity and there's so much ways to be part of a solution going forward. Not only to help define what that solution is, to create something different, something better for your own kids or the next generation. And so it's not pressure, it's an opportunity.